Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kovav. We will begin on Daf Kuf Hei Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Amar Rashmu Ba Nachmeni Amar B'Yonason. My Diksev, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Nemonim Pitzei Oyhev. Better are the wounds given by somebody who's a friend when a terrorist no kashika sonei than kisses given by an enemy. Explains the Gemara, Toiv Klola Shekilel Achiyoya Shalonis Yisrael. Better is the curse that Achiyoya Shaloni cursed Klal Yisrael. Yosem Yibracha Shabircham Bilam HaRasha. Better than the bracha that Bilam the Rasha blessed them with. And explains the Gemara, Achiyah Shaloni Kilas Yisrael B'kana. Achiyah Shaloni, when he cursed Klal Yisrael, he compared them to reed. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'hika Hashem es Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hit Klal Yisrael, K'sheyonud HaKona B'mayim, like a reed sways in the water. Ma Kanazeh, says the Gemara, when we look at a reed, Kanazeh Oymeh B'makam Mayim, it grows in water, V'gizoy Machlef, and it regenerates after it's cut, V'shurash Ad Merubim, and it has many roots. And even if all the winds in the world come and try to move it, they cannot completely move it out of its place, because it sways along with the wind. And therefore, when the winds subside, the reed is back in its place. Aval Bilam HaRosha, Bilam Berchem Be'eretz compared Klal Yisrael to a cedar tree. And even though, as Rashi says, the Pasuk says that when Bilam spoke to them, he said Ke'erez Alimayim, says Rashi that the Alimayim, the words Alimayim, are actually words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Torah added. All Bilam really said was that he's comparing them to a an Erez. And we look at an Erez, the Erez, Ma Erez that ain't Oymeh B'Makamayim. It doesn't stand in a place of water. Furthermore, the Sharasha of Mu'utim, it doesn't have a lot of roots. I feel called Rucha Shav'aylam Ba'as for Noshvashayis Boy. And indeed, when the winds come and try to move it, ain't Mezizayis Oysham B'Makamayim. They can't move from its place. However, Kivin Shanishba Baruch Duramis, once a southerly wind comes, miyat ikrosoi v'hoifchosoi alponav, it does have the ability to uproot it. And as the Mashal explains, the four winds in the world represent the four Goliaths that Klal Yisrael will be in. And the Gemara is saying that even though the various Goliaths that Klal Yisrael will be in, they will not be able to completely destroy Klal Yisrael. The Gemara does assume that what Bilam was saying, says the Marsha, is that at least the klala of that Klal Yisrael will suffer from the final Golus, from the Golus Edoim, that's the Ruach Doraimus. Edom comes from the south side, that Golus should have the ability to completely destroy, suggests the Gemara, Klal Yisrael, that Golus should have that ability, but it wasn't successful. The Kana is the instrument that Litul Menekumas, that's used as the pen, Lichtum Menesfarim Sifrei Torah Neviim Ksuvim. And the lesson that the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara is teaching us here is that even though that Klal Yisrael is in Golus and we suffer terribly in Golus, if we learn Torah, if we take the lesson of the Kana and we learn Torah in Golus, that will be something that will be able to help us survive this better Golus. Furthermore, I saw the Mefarshim explain. Now we could understand the Medrash, which is actually quoted by Rashi and Chumash. The Medrash says that Bilam said, when Bilam came to Hashem, that he wants to curse Klal Yisrael, So Hashem said, like Saras Am, don't curse them, Kibaruchu. So Bilam said, if you don't want me to curse them, let me bless them. So Hashem said to Bilam, Loi meduvshach v'loi meuchtzach. I don't want your bracha, and I don't want your klola. Like the famous mashal that we don't want the sting of a bee, and we're willing to forgo the honey of, and we're willing to forgo the honey of the bee, just not to be suffer from the bee. Why were they so anxious to avoid the klola Bilam? But now we could understand the bracha Bilam, because we see that in the brachas of Bilam there are really much klola included. Continues the Gemara, Yaris Akeni. Bilam sees Keni, which, as we're going to learn, represents the family of Yisroi. V'yisa Mishalei, and he begins and he says, Amlai Bilam L'Yisroi. Bilam says to Yisroi, Keni, L'Yisu Imana Be'Aisa Eitza, were you not together with us when we consulted Paroi? And now, Mi'yashivcha Eitza L'Sani Olam, how do you get to be amongst, as we see that the children of Yisroi became members of the Sanhedrin, how did you get to this great position? There were three people who were Paroi's cabinet. Elohim, Bilam, Iyai v'Yitzroi. Bilam Shiotz, Bilam, who gave Paroi the advice that Klal Yisrael should be killed, Nerag, that the Jewish baby should be drowned, was killed. Iyav Sheshasak, Iyav they remained silent, Nidim b'Yisurum, who had to go through suffering, as we know that's what Sefer Iyav is all about. Yisrael Shabarach and Yisrael who ran away, Zochab Neibon of Leisha Belishkin Sagozes, his descendants became members of the Sanhedrin. Shanemar, Mishpacha Seifrim, Yoshe Yabitz, Terasim, Shemasim, Suchosim, Hema, Kainim, Aboim, and Machmas, Avibe Israchem, these were the great leaders in Klal Yisrael, Viksivne, Chosim, Moshe, Olam, Iratmarim, to become members of the Sanhedrin. So Mepharshim asks, why indeed were the people from the family of Sanhedrin, of the family of Yisroi, worthy of such a wonderful schar? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that, as we just learned, Yisroi was a member of Paroi's cabinet, and he gave up that position of being a member of the cabinet just to not give advice against Klal Yisrael. So it's only befitting that his children should get the position of being in the leadership position of Klal Yisrael to become members of the Sanhedrin. Another pshat that I saw, very similar, is that Paroi wanted to break the special relationship that exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So what Yisrael didn't want to participate in that, and therefore Yisroi's descendants became members of the Sanhedrin, which of course we know the Sanhedrin sits in the Lishkas HaGozes in the Beis HaMikdash and has this very close and special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mepharshim asked the Das HaKenim Valet Tosfos, and Chumash actually asked this question: if Yisroi indeed ran away and Bilam was aware of that, so why was Bilam surprised at what happened to Yisroi? So Das HaKenim answers that since he saw that originally he was a member, that since Yisroi was originally a member of Paroi's cabinet, he thought that that should be a reason that he should get punished, not ultimately receive a reward. But the Mepharshim asked the question, why did Iyav deserve such a terrible punishment? Didn't Iyav just remain silent? So there's a very famous vart said by the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says, in Yiddish he said, which means if it hurts, you have to cry. If Iyav, says the Brisker Rav in explaining our Gemara, was able to sit by quietly as Klal Yisrael was being punished in this terrible way and not say anything, then Iyav deserves to be punished. But then I saw a very interesting pshat actually offered by the Ben Yoyada. And it's a very beautiful pshat because it also connects some of the concepts that we learned regarding Beis Din at the beginning of a Masechta as we start coming towards the end of our Masechta. The Ben Yoyada explains that originally, actually, Paroi only had two members in his cabinet, Eoiv and Bilam. However, Paroi knew that you can't have, as we learned at the beginning of our Masechta, Ein Beis Din Shako, you can't have a cabinet, you can't have a Beis Din of an even number, and therefore he went and took a third member to the cabinet. Who was that third member? Yisrael. And now, Paroi began the deliberations, what are we going to do about the Jewish problem? And he said that Yisrael, and he said that he asked Bilam first. And of course, the first thing that Bilam said was, kill the Jews. Eoiv remained silent. So at that point, when Eoiv remained silent, Paroi had already, so Shtika Kaida, Paroi already had enough of a quorum to kill the Jews. However, the rule is that if you have a Beis Din of three, even though you only need two members, you only need the decision of two members to do the, and that's the majority, still, the if you don't have the entire quorum, you can't fulfill that psak. And Yisroi recognized that this was his opportunity to help Klal Yisrael. And he ran away, and by running away, Paroi no longer had the proper quorum. And because he no longer had the proper quorum, that's why he could not fulfill all of what he had really wanted to do in terms of harming Klal Yisrael. So actually, Yisroi's running away was a tremendous benefit for Klal Yisrael, and that's why he is deserving of such a great reward. Continues the pasuk, v'yisa mishalom v'yomer. This we continue discussing what Bilam said. V'yisa mishalom v'yomer. Oy miyichim mesumekel. Amr Rav Yochanan. What did Bilam say here? Oy lo leuma shetimtzu b'shosh haKadosh Baruch Hu oisul l'pinyan l'banav. Woe is it to anybody who will be there when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately save Klal Yisrael. 4. Mimatl ksusoi bein lovi lilavia b'shoshin eskakim zem zeh. Who could separate the male and female lion when they have relations with each other? Here too, when Klal Yisrael will have these wonderful, when Klal Yisrael will be saved, that's why we deserve to have such, nobody should get in the way. Continues the Gemara. V'tzim miyat kitim. Continuing what Bilam said. Amarav. Liban Asper. It's the name of a country, a place called Liban Asper. V'inu Asher v'inu Aver. And they're going to afflict Asher and Aver. Says the Gemara, what Bilam meant to say was, at Asher miktil, katli miktil. Until the place of Asher, people will be all killed. Mikam v'elech. This is talking about when the Romans will invade the Middle East. Until they get to Asher, they're just going to exterminate all of the population. Mikam ve'elech, once they get past Asher, the rest of the people, Mishabdi Shabudi, will have to work for them. Continues Bilam and telling Mayav, Hini ha'elech la'ami, I'm going back home. However, l'cha i'otcha, I want to give you a piece of advice, ashiyasa amazel amechem. Ask the Gemara, the wording is sort of difficult. What the pasuk should have said was Amchol Amazeh. He's talking to Balak, and shouldn't have he said what your nation will do to Klal Yisrael? Amar Abba Bakahana, Ka'adam Shemkalas Atzmai V'Tayla Kalas Bacherim. So the pasuk pshat in the Gemara is that you don't want to mention something bad. You don't want to mention somebody's name when you say something bad is going to happen. So Bilam did not want to speak to Balak Melech Moav and say that you require advice how to save yourself from Klal Yisrael. So therefore, the way he said his proposal is if Klal Yisrael were looking for advice from Bilam how to save themselves from Moav. Another pshat is that the pasuk does not want to allow a situation where it's as if the pasuk Bilam is able to say bad about Klal Yisrael. We don't want to have a situation where Bilam is able to say bad about Klal Yisrael, so that's why we turn it around. That's why the pasuk is turned around, that it's as if Bala, it's just the opposite, that Bala, that we're not, that it's being spoken about them and not about Klal Yisrael. Amalhem. So Bilam says to Moav, Elokeim she'elu zayne zimahu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Klal Yisrael, hates immorality. And why did he call Hashem Elokeim she'elu, the God of Klal Yisrael? So Pashup Shat is because he wanted to stress the special relationship that exists between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. Another pshat is that after everything he had gone through, he had failed so miserably, he realized that he could no longer be the person that will speak about, that wants to believe in God. And even though he was originally a Navi, he completely was Ka'ifer Be'ikr. And he said, Elokeim Shalelu, the God of Klal Yisrael, Soyna Zimahu, hates immorality. V'heim, Mesam Klei Pishtim. But Klal Yisrael loves linen clothing. Why does Klal Yisrael love linen clothing? Explain the Mefarshim. Because Klal Yisrael had spent so many years in Egypt. In Egypt, we know is a country that has wonderful linen. That's why we know that Egypt is known for its Egyptian cotton. So Klal Yisrael was very accustomed to high quality linen and cotton, but it wasn't available to them in the Midbar. So that's why Bilam tells Moav, let me give you the following advice. Aselem kloim, make tents for Hoshe ben Zoinus and put Zoinus in those tents. Zekeinim b'chutz v'yilad b'befnim, an older woman outdoors and a younger woman indoors. V'yimkolem klei pishtin, and sell to the Jews linen garments. Aselem kloim, and make a huge market that should take up the area from Har Sheleg at Beis Hayishimus. For Hoshe ben Zoinus, and have these Zoinus sitting there. Zekeinim b'chutz v'yilad b'befnim. V'shash Yisrael oichel v'shaisim v'smeichem, after Klal Yisrael eat and drink and are satiated, and then v'yoytzim l'tal b'shuk, they go out to take a stroll in the market. Armless as a kena, the elderly woman standing outside of the tent says to the Jew, Yatav v'akish klei pishtin, don't you want to buy linen garments? And Zakena, and when the Jew asks, what is the price? Zakena Amrelas Beshava. The Zakena tells her the value, the full price of the cotton. However, the Elada, the younger woman sitting inside Amrelas Labapachas, gives him a cheaper price. Shtayim Vishloish Pam. And this happens two or three times. Vakach Amrelas, after the Jew became familiar with this young non-Jewish woman, she says to him, Harei at Kimben Bayis. You're a preferred customer here. You're old timer here. Shrebra latzvicha. You could come and choose whatever linen you want. V'tzatzrei shayayin amayni munach etzla. And she has amayni wine with her. And says the Gemara, v'dayin leineser yayin shanachrim. And it wasn't yet become osir. There's actually a machloikis rishonim how to understand this. The Rambam says that what the Gemara here means is that the Isser Daraisa of Yayin Nesach was not yet established. The Ramban disagrees, because obviously, since this took place after Kabbalah Satira, and after Kabbalah Satira, there was already an Isser of Yayin Nesach. And therefore, he explains what the Gemara means here was, what the Gemara here means was, that there wasn't yet an Isser of Stam Yenom, which is only an Isser Drabonim. Mefarshim go on to explain why specifically Amoin wine, because we all recall that Amoin was born. How was Amoin born? With Loit having relations with his daughter. And how did it come that Loit should have relations with his daughter by him giving by his daughter giving him the wine to drink. So we see that Ammon's entire creation came about through the drinking of Ammon wine, and therefore that wine could certainly brings about a morality. Amala, and she therefore said to him, "Return cheshetesh the kosher yain, drink this wine, which will bring, which as the Gemara says, kimin sheshasa, and as soon as he kimin sheshasa, as soon as he drinks the wine, barboy, it begins right away burning in him a yetzahara for immorality." And he says to the woman, "Amala hashmili, have relations with me." So she takes that avodah zara from a packet, and she says to him, "Amalai avod l'zeh, I will only have relations with you if you worship the avodah zara." Amalai, and as the Mefarshim say, they went even further than Bilam, because all Bilam told them to do was just worship avodah zara. And what they did was not just worship avodah zara, but what they did was do a morality. And what they did was not just worship, not just do a znus, but they also worshipped avodah zara. Amala, and therefore the Jew says to her, "Hello, Yehudi ani, am I not a Jew? I'm not allowed to worship avodah zara." Amala, and so she says to him, "Amach beslach, why does it make a difference to you? Klum avakshim cha'el apir, all we're asking from you to do is to defecate in front of the avodah zara. V'hu ene yudeya." And the Jew is not familiar. That is the way that this avodah zara is worshipped, and this is actually an act of avodah zara. And furthermore, she said to him, "I won't let you go until you deny the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu." That, says the Gemara, is what the pasuk says. That they became to Klal Yisrael such a terrible stumbling block. Continues the Gemara, the pasuk says, after Klal Yisrael did the aveir with the Bnei Ismayav, v'yeshiv Yisrael b'shitim. Rabbi Elazar Aymer, Shittim Shema. The name of the place was Shittim. Rabbi Shua Aymer, Shnes Aska b'divrei Shtos. They did a foolishness there by acting this way. So the Mefarshim explained this Gemara as well. They say that the Machloikis is, what is the cause of a person doing an Aveira? What, the mandam that says Shittim Shema, that the name of the place was Shittim, means that it's the place where a person is that affects and causes him to do the Aveira. And the other mandam says Shnes Askim Devrishtos, it's his own thinking. When a person doesn't think straight, he ends up doing terrible Aveiras. In fact, I saw that the Mefarshim say, from here we see Divreshtus, when somebody wastes his time, from wasting time, the biggest problems could come. The Gemara continues, V'tikral om l'zivchei l'alheim, they invited Klal Yisrael to join in eating the sacrifices they brought to the Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Elazar Aymer, Arumas Pogaban, they met them when they weren't wearing clothing. And as the Mashal explains, V'tikrena means that was the first thing that they met. The first thing that they met were these people. Why? Because normally, the first thing when you meet a person is the person himself. Here, it are the clothing of the person, actually. But here, they met the people because the people were not wearing any clothing. Rabbi Shuaima, Shinasakul Balakrayan, all the Jews became Balakari when they met them. The pasuk says that after Klal Yisrael had the Muhammad with Amalek, they went to Rephidim. So here too the Gemara tries to understand what does the name of the place mean. My Lashon Rephidim. What does Rephidim mean? Says the Gemara, Reb Elazar Aymer, Rephidim Shema. The name of the place was Rephidim. Reb Shua Aymer, Shripa Atzmam Devei Torah. They became weak from learning Torah. Shnema, Lahifnu Avos Abanim Rif Yadayim. Fathers cannot help the children if the children aren't learning Torah properly. Continues the Gemara, Amar Abnachum Yoichran, wherever the Torah uses the word v'yeshiv, it speaks about something bad happening to Klal Yisrael. Shnemar, as the pasuk we just read says, v'yeshiv Yisrael b'shitim, they were in Shittim, v'yachal am liznois abnois moyev, v'yeshiv yachal b'eretz meguri aviv b'eretz knan, V'yav yosvus the basur royal of Yim. V'yeshu Yisrael b'eretz Goshen, says the word v'yeshiv, and then v'yikme Yisrael lomos Yaakov Avinu died. V'yeshu Yehud of Yisrael levetach ish tach negafne v'tachas tainosoi, they sat confidently, and says the pasuk v'yoshev Hashem shlatan l'shleima as hadar ha'roim mizarech ha'melech u'be'edon. And the Mefarshim explain, ein v'yeshiv, the word v'yeshiv represents tzar, because what it means is that when Klal Yisrael is when Klal Yisrael comes to a point of being confident and they're v'yeshiv, they think that everything is fine, that's when the tzaris begin. Continues the pasuk, v'smalchi midyan hargu al chalaleim v'sbilam ben ba'or hargu b'cherev. Ask the Gemara, Bilam my b'ahasam, what was Bilam doing in Midyan that he should be killed when they were killed? His advice caused that so many Jews, as we learned, his advice that to make the Jews act immorally caused that 24,000 Jews should be killed, and he came to collect for that advice. So Farshim asked, why did he go to Midyan? He should have gone to Mayav. Mayav is the one that he gave the advice to. So I saw a number of terutzim. One teretz is that Midyan was the broker who arranged the relationship between Mayav and Bilam, and therefore Midyan was the one that took care of Bilam's payment. Another pshat that I saw is that Bilam was actually on the way to Mayav, but to travel to Mayav he had to stop by Midyan, and that's when this event took place. What happened here is what the famous saying, Gamla Ozla Moiboy Karni, the camel came requesting that it should get horns, and what instead of not getting horns, actually what it happens to him is Udna de Havale Gizizimene, the ears it has are cut off from them. Vespilam Bamba Ora Kaisim, says the Mar Kaisim, why is Bilam called a Mechashif? Navihu, haven't we been learning that Bilam was a Navi? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'tchila, Navi. Originally he was just a Navi. L'psaif, he became a Kaisim. Amar Papa, Hanad Amri Inchi, Misagni V'shulti Havoi, originally she was the wife of a prince and a ruler. Isn't L'gavra Nukri, she did adultery with men who dragged ships. Which means, she was married to great men, and then she went and she had in a relationship with somebody who's a much lower level, he just as somebody who drags ships. Here too, originally Bilam was a Navi, and he ended up just being a Mechashif. Another pshat is that even when the woman, her original relationship was with somebody who works with weapons, so even when that relationship terminated, but she is only accustomed to have relationships with that type of people. Here too, Bilam was accustomed to being a Navi. He lost his status of being a Navi, but he still had to work, so to speak, in a field that had to do with being able to know the future, and that's why he became a Mechashev. Says the Gemara, Hergu b'nei Yisrael b'cherev al chalaleim, Amr Rav, Shekima by Abba Mises. All Abba Mises, Bezdin, Skilos, Refa, Hergu v'chenek were done on Bilam. And here we have an interesting machlokes Rashi and the Yad Ramah. The way Rashi seems to learn is that first they hung him up over a fire, and as he was hanging, they beheaded him, and he fell into the fire. And like that, Rashi explains, they accomplished all Abba Mises Bezdin. However, the Yad Ramah disagrees, because the Yad Ramah finds it difficult to accept that they would continue trying to kill a person who was already dead. And therefore, the Yad Ramah explains what the Gemara means is that they did all Abba Mises Bezdin simultaneously. Continues the Gemara, Amleihu mina l'Rav Chanina, Mishmilach Bilam b'kamahava. Do you know how old Bilam was when he was killed? Amleih, so he responded, Michtav l'ksiv. It doesn't say explicitly in the Torah how old he was. However, El Mediksiv, since the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Anshadama mirma l'yichtziyameim, the people who act improperly won't live half their life. And we know that the average time life of a person was 70 years. So that means that he must have died when he was about Tlosin Tleshnin or about Tlosin Arbim, when he was 33 or 34. Ask the Mefarshim, we just learned at the beginning of our shir that Bilam was there and as a member of the cabinet of Paroi. So obviously he was must have been much older than just 33 or 34. So one pshat that they say is this Gemara obviously is not in agreement with the with that Gemara that we learned at the beginning of the shiur. Another explanation that I saw is that it's not the same Bilam throughout. It was one Bilam, then he had another a descendant, another Bilam, both of them being terrible Rishon. But a different pshat that I saw, which is not Pash Pshat in the Gemara, and it's actually certainly not the way we learned the Gemara, is that when the Gemara said Shloisha Hoya Ba'isa Eitza, it doesn't mean they were the ones that advised Paroi. Rather, Shloisha Hoya Ba'isa Eitza, they were the ones that came up with the advice how the Benois Midyan should cause Klai Yisrael to act immorally. Amalei Shapa Kamrit, you're saying correctly, and indeed he says, L'didi Chazli Pinkasi the Bilam, I saw Bilam's diary, Favaksibe, Batlos Vatlashnin, Bilam Chagira, Bilam, the lame individual, was 33 years old, Kekatli Yosei Pinchas Lestar, when Pinchas killed him. Mepharshim explained that this Pinchas is Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen, who was the general in the battle, and since he was the general in the battle, he was the one that he didn't actually kill Bilam because he's a Kohen, and a Kohen actually is not allowed to become Tamei, but because he was the general in the battle, it's considered as if he actually killed him, but it was really a soldier in the army. And first I'm saying not only actually a soldier in the army, but it was actually someone who was able to work with Kishif, because as the Gemara just said in Amun Aleph, Bilam did Kishif, and Bilam tried to fly in the sky that he should not be caught, and there was somebody in this army who was familiar with Kishif that was able to catch him and get him and not let him get away with killing with get away. Says the Gemara, Amalei Mabrei Dervina Labrei Bekula Loi Tafas Lamidrash. We've spoken, starting from the Mishnah in our Prokim, in our Perek, about all the people that don't have a Shir in Olam Haba. So all the people who are mentioned that don't have a Shir in Olam Haba, don't expound, don't work on it too much. Labam and Bilam Marosha, except by Bilam Marosha, the Kamabei, the Mishkach Spei Dreshbei, as much as you could find to say that he deserved to be killed, you should say. So Mepharshim discuss why specifically Bilam more than everyone else. So I'm shattered because the other people that we've been discussing were Goyim. Bilam, on the other hand, were Jews. Bilam, on the other hand, as we know, was a Goy. Another pshat that I saw is that because Bilam, we learned in the Gemara in the previous year, Darshei Rishumis, we learned a pasuk teaches us that even though all of these people did not have a shear in Olam Haba, the pasuk seems to say that they did get their shear in Olam Haba. But it's interesting to note that everyone else mentioned in the pasuk, everybody, Bilam is not mentioned in the pasuk. So all the other people mentioned indeed don't have a shear in Olam Haba. In Olam Haba. Bilam doesn't have a shear in Olam Haba. Another pshat is that Bilam, the extent of Bilam's averus was so serious that therefore we could certainly understand that he doesn't have a shear in Olam Haba, and not only does he not have a shear in Olam Haba, but we could try to explain it in any way possible. Continues the Gemara. The next person that was mentioned in our Mishnah as a person who doesn't have a shear in Olam Haba was Doyeg. Ask the Gemara, Ksiv, in one place his name is spelled Doyeg with an Aleph, and another place it's spelled Doyeg with a Yud. How do we reconcile this? At the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, sitting and worrying, perhaps Doig will indeed not act properly. That was Doig with an Aleph. After he indeed acted this way, he said, "Whoa, that indeed this is what happened." Shiyotzeh. Simon Giba Varasha Tzadik Chay Vosayf. Amar Rabbi Ma'adik Siv Matis Hal Baruah Hagibur Chesed Kol Hayoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Doeg, Matis al Bara, why do you pride yourself with doing wrong? Aren't you the person that has Chesed Hashem, and if you have Chesed Hashem, which as the Mashal says is Torah, because Torah is called Torah's Chesed, aren't you a Talmud Chacham? And it's certainly inappropriate for you as a Talmud Chacham to be saying Lashon Hara and acting this way. And in fact, I did see that the Mefarshim tried to understand how did it come that Bilam, that Doig should act this, that the Pasuk is saying, you, why is the fact that you're a Talmud Chacham relevant to him saying Lashon Hara? So Pasuk Pshat is that a person who's a Talmud Chacham should know better than to say Lashon Hara. Another Pshat that I saw is, as we're going to learn, what was he saying about David HaMelech? That David HaMelech acted improperly with Bathsheba. But we know that even if somebody acts improperly, if he learns Torah, that could bring him a kapara. And therefore, what Hashem was saying to him is, you know the power of Torah, which David HaMelech has, and therefore, you should not be saying Lashon Hara about David. A third pshat is that there was actually a debate. Because as we discussed so many times, the episode of Ne'ayiv Ir Kahanim, and David HaMelech had consulted the Urim V'Tumim by Achimelech. And Doeg said that Achimelech had no right to use the Urim V'Tumim for a question that David HaMelech was posing, given that David at that point wasn't the king. However, all of the Sanhedrin and all of the Gedolei Yisrael said that since the question that David was posing affected Klal Yisrael, even though David wasn't the king, he had every right to ask that question. And that was the Lashon Hara that Doeg was saying about David. And what the Gemara is saying is, you, Doeg, know that we follow the rule of the majority. And since most of the Sanhedrin said that David had a right to consult the Urim V'Tumim, why are you saying differently? Continues the Gemara. V'amar Yitzchak. When you're going to learn the parasha about murder, you caused the murder of Noiv Ir Kahanim. That you spoke Lashon Hara about David. How you will learn them. Doeg's learning was obviously Shaloi Lishma, because if somebody learns Lishma, he would have not used the Torah to end up this way. Another pshat that I saw is is, if we want our Torah learning to be really powerful, we have to say the words. Torah of Doeg was Safik L'chutz, he did not pronounce the word. Another pshat that I saw, interesting pshat, going back to Gemara that we learned earlier in the Aperik, the Pasuk said, Dagba Levish, if somebody has something to worry about, Yesichenu L'Acherim, so he should speak and speak his what issues he has. Ein Tayrosa Shadoig, if somebody has Doig, as we said a moment ago, means something to worry about. Ein Tayrosa Shadoig, if you have something to worry about, is Elam Sofik L'Chutz, speak it out, and that will help solve your problems. V'Rav Yitzchak, Ma'idik Sev Yiru Tzadikim V'Yiro V'Olav Yitzchako. B'Tchilu B'Yaru, at the beginning, when Doeg was at the height of his power, people were scared of him. At the end, Psof Yitzchaku, when he died young, they were no longer worried. V'Rav Yitzchak, Ma'idik Sev Chayil Bola V'Yikiena M'Bitna Yerushenu Keil Amidah L'Fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu Rebbeinu Shloilem Yomus Doeg, let Doeg die. And as the Mefarshim say, even though we learned just in our previous year that one should not pray for the death of Rishoim, that is only in a situation when the Rishoim are in a place where they may do tshuva, or that the Rishoim are not harming other people. However, in this situation, when Rishoim were harming people, and it was unlikely that Doeg would do tshuva, you may be mispalo that the Rosha should die. Amaloi, Chayel Pa, Yomas Doeg, Amaloi, so Hashem says to him, Chayel Bol V'yakena, he has learned much Torah, and therefore the Torah protects him. Amaloi, Bitna Yerushenu Kael, take the Torah out from him. The Torah is indeed what protects him, but make him forget his learning, and once he'll forget his learning, then he will be able to be killed and leave the world. Let Doi come to Olam Amis, to which David said, Gam Kael Yitotzchol Netzach, he should be excluded from Olam Haba. At least let them say in the yeshivas over Torah, the very Torah that he said. To which David HaMelech said, he should be not mentioned in the Beis HaMedrash. So then Hashem said, perhaps Lahevelei Benin Rabbanan, he should have descendants who are Talmid Chachamim. To which David said, "B'shereshchem Eretz Chaim Sela, his family, his name should be ripped out eternally." V'am Rav Yitzchak, Ma'adik Siv, Ayah Soifa, Ayah Shoykel, Ayah Soifa Smugdoilim, Ayah Soifa Kol Oisiv Shvitayra. Where can we find a person who is able to count all the letters in the Torah? Ayah Shoykel, Sheshoykel Kol Chal V'chamur Shvitayra. Who's the one that can analyze all the different Kal V'chaymers that are in the Torah, that Doeg had that ability? Ayah Soifas Magdolim, Shay Soifas Shloish Meis Halachas, Sukas Bemigdal Aparech Ba'aver. He was able to say 300 halachas regarding Migdal Aparech Ba'aver. And then many shot him, what does Migdal Aparech Ba'aver mean? Some say it means how the letter Lamed is written, where the top of the Lamed is faces down. Another pshat is that the halacha is that it Chazal said that the foreign lands are Tamei, and the question is if somebody enters those foreign lands in a box, what is the halacha? Similarly, the halacha is if somebody enters a house with his tum in a box, in a migdol, what would be the halacha? Another pshat is that migdol perech ba'avir means that somebody is able to suspend something in the ear, that which is kishif, that the halacha is that a member of the Sanhedrin has to be familiar with what is kishif to know if somebody is a mechashif. Another pshat that he saw is that he was able to say 300 halachas regarding the migdal perech ba'aver is the migdal bavel we're going to discuss in our perek that was built by the Dor HaFloga. Omar Ravami, Avameis by Doig v'Achitoyfel b'migdal perech ba'aver. Doig and Achitoyfel were able to ask 400 questions about these in the subject. It was such good questions that even one of them could not be answered. Amar Rava, says Rava, Ravuslam Bay Bay, just because somebody's a big Talmud Chacham, that doesn't mean that he's a great person. For says the Gemara, B'shneid Rav Yehuda, when Rav Yehuda was the Rosh Yeshiva, Kula Tanoi B'Nezikin, all of their learning was specifically in the Nezikim Sechtas. Why specifically in the Nezikim Sechtas? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is because most of the questions that came up in the day-to-day learning were issues that are inside the Nezikim. Another pshat, the Gemara says, that Haiman the boy mehevich sida, if somebody wants to be a chassid, he should learn Nezikim. Another Gemara says, Hai man de boy lemaev chacham. If somebody wants to be a chacham, he should learn Nezikin. So they concentrated only learning Nezikin. Vanan, komas nisen tuvi b'uksin. We have a lot of people even learning uksin, which is a taharis. Yet. And in fact, says the Gemara, we have a kamater of Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda came to learn the Mishnah, imesech to uksin, which says, Isha shekaves is yarek b'kadeira. If a woman is preserving vegetables in a pot, or another version is that if one is preserving olives together with their leaves and somebody just touches the stem, somebody whose tummy touches the stem, the olive is still tar, the vegetable is still tar. Omer, and when they learned this Mishnah, they said, Havai is the Rav Shmuel Chazin Ocha. It's so difficult, like the hardest questions that Rav Shmuel posed. Vanan, we have 13 yeshivas just learning uksin. Yet, Rabbi Yehuda, in the time of Yehuda, if there was a drought, Shalof Masani, if he just took off his shoes, Vasamitra, it would immediately begin to rain. Vanat Safchinon, and we cry out, even though it was such big Talmid Chachamim, for less than Mashgich Pan. Allah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Libi Boy. Because all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is not just our learning, He wants our heart. The Ksiv Vashem Yira Lelevov. Says the Gemara, Amra Mishasha, Doiva Ketoifel Levesar Vishmatza. They really didn't understand what they learned. Maskla Mizotra. Ask the Gemara, we just learned, Mandik Sibay, Ayasoifa, Ayashoikal, Ayasoifa Smigdolim, that there were such tremendous Tamidi Chachomim, the At Amrit, and now you're saying, Lahavi Savish Shmatza, they really didn't understand? Says the Gemara, what it means was, El Dlavisakal Shmatza Libet Hilchasa. They didn't have the ability that they should come up with the correct halachic ruling. The Ksiv, who has that ability? Soid Hashem Lereyov, somebody who is a year of Shemayim. Amrav Ami, Lameis Dog at Sheshachach Talmuda. As we said earlier, in order that his Torah learning should not protect him, he did not die until Ivalta Yishga. Vashi Amma, Nitzdara. Then not only did he forget his learning, but he became a Mitzarah. Shnama, Hitzamta, Kozoinim Imeka. The Pasuk speaks about Hitzamta. Ksiv Hasam, Litzmisus, Metagminen Lechlutim. And that word is the proper word, is the word that's used regarding Mitzairah, because the Mishnah says, Ein bei muzgul muchlet, there's no difference between a confined Mitzairah and a confirmed Mitzairah, El Priya Frima, if he has to let his hair grow and he has to cut his, he has to tear his clothing. Simen Shloshi Rava Chatzikara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shloshi Chamal Chabala Nizdam El Adayig. There were three Malachi Chabala that met Dayig. Echad Sheshechich Talmudai. The first one made him forget his learning. The second one that burnt his neshama, like that he'll have a kapara. Doig and Hafitayfel never saw each other, because Doig, says the Gemara, was b'mei Shaul, in the time of Shaul, Hafitayfel was in the time of David. As we learned earlier, they didn't make it to the age of 70. The pasuk says, "Anche damer mima layechti yameim." Kol shnoisim shadoig lahayel shloishim arba. Doig was 34, and Chitayfel, as we learned, committed suicide, so he lived only el shloishim shalosh. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, betchilah David, Karl David, Achitayfel Rabbi. Originally, Doig called Achitayfel his Rebbe. Upsayf Kar Chaveri, then he called him his colleague. Upsayf Kar Talmid, and then he called him his Talmud. Betchilah Kar Rabbi. The pasuk says, "Ata enish ka'erki alufi miyudai." You're my teacher. Upsayf kara chaveri, as the pasuk says, "Ashiyachtav nata soid beis alakim nahalich baragesh." Upsayf kara talmidai. Then he called him talmid. As he says, "Gan ish shloime shabatachti boy oichlei lach mihigdalei layekav." As the Ben Yayod explains, actually, David HaMelech married Achitayfel's granddaughter, Batsheva. So David HaMelech assumed that since he was his wife's grandfather, he would be nice to him. But at the end, he says, "Gam ish shloimi," the person who was my wife's grandfather, and I thought I could rely on him, Higdal alay Ekov, the only one we could rely on is HaKadosh Baruch Hu.